Gospel Acclamation. Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father. You are led to your crucifixion like a gentle lamb to the slaughter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointment time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord?" He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him. But woe to him, the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had ever been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so. Gospel of the Lord. At the Last Supper, it is a sad story. Judas betrayed Jesus. I think the problem is not that we did something wrong against Jesus, it's that we never repent. Peter also betrayed Jesus, but he repented. He cried. At the end, Jesus only asked him after his resurrection, "Peter, do you love me?" Only for 3 times. If there is no love, it's never easy to go back to Jesus. So first of all, learn to practice mutual love. Where there is love, there is a presence of God. Many times we trust so much on ourselves, but we need to trust in the Lord. Jesus wants, nothing is impossible for God. So tell Jesus, first of all, we're sorry for all those sins in the past life. Secondly, tell Jesus, "I want to follow you." Jesus needs to hear his wish that we want to follow him. We trust him.